17 minutes away from 8. Hosking. While I'm on the subject, I'm not a paid-up member of the New Zealand Initiative by any stretch of the imagination. I just like what they do. And I mentioned earlier on Roger Partridge, who's put out a piece that's floating around in the Herald this morning, the public sector headcount. I mean, this is the stuff we need to be thinking about, but no one does. I mean, if I come up to you for a drink and go, hey, how about that public sector? I mean, no one cares. But I mean, what he points out this morning is the headcount's up. In other words, they've hired like there's no tomorrow. So they've got a massive bureaucracy and the costs that come with that, along with the outside consultants that National have raised, $1.7 billion. It coincides, he says, with a dramatic decline in public service outcomes. And you've seen them. Education, health, law and order. Are we getting a better deal? No. There's more of them. It's costing more. And there are consultants. And they're not even doing a better job. Flaws, he says, at the core of the Public Service Act 2020 may be contributing to the underlying malaise. The Act was introduced into Parliament shortly before the pandemic. It was then passed under urgency ahead of the 2020 election, promoted by Chris Hipkins when he was Minister of State Services. The implications of the controversial Act were not widely debated in the media, yet concerns about how the Act would shift power to unelected officials were voiced by numerous public sector experts. He concludes, and read the whole thing because it's brilliant, when Hipkins Act was passed under urgency, neither opposition party voted for it. The principal objections were threefold. First, the issue of process and timing. Second, a concern that the bill was missed opportunity to create a more accountable public service focused on outcomes. And third, that bill facilitated larger government. These objections, he writes, have already proved prophetic. It's in the Herald this morning, 7:45.